The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for Jesus, but the Samaritans did not receive him, because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went out onto another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, in today's Gospel, calls back to the prophetic tradition. But unlike Elijah and Elisha before him, he does not call down fire from heaven. Instead, he simply asks souls to follow him to Jerusalem, which is the place of his crucifixion and resurrection. And this is what we are all called to by our baptisms. We are all called to be priest, prophet, and king. But this prophetic witness does not need to be dramatic. Today, I want to highlight, let's say, some of those everyday prophets, personal heroes for me, that are living the gospel every day. I would identify four categories. First, the old prayer warriors. Second, young married couples who are living the faith and passing on the faith. Third, faithful pastors who are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And fourth, those with same-sex attraction who are living chastely. I highlight all of these because in our time, it takes a heroic witness in many ways to live as they are living. First, the old prayer warriors. The ones who simply have kept the faith through the decades, praying and passing on the faith of the ages. You often find them in the middle of the week praying in the church for daily mass, praying multiple rosaries, the ones that you can rely on when you have difficulties for prayer and intercession. Such as these helped me to discern my vocation when I was in college. The second category, that of faithful young Catholic families, through my different parishes, I've had a chance to see many families such as this, who are just doing what they're supposed to be doing, praying with their children, telling them what is right, what is wrong, explaining to them, most especially by their example, the truth of marriage and family, the truth of the Church's teachings about marriage and family, putting away confusions and false ideas, and helping their children to stand up against those confusions about marriage and sexuality and family life. And among these families, quite often I've seen vocations sprout to the priesthood, religious life, special vocations among their children, many who are witnessing strongly in the faith in the public sphere. Now the church has sought to canonize or beatify some, as we have the World Meeting of Families are highlighting Luigi Maria Quaricchio, a married couple who is blessed together by St. John Paul II, now are blessed. These are witnesses to the faith who pass on the faith, the hope of our future. And the third category would say of personal heroes for me are the faithful pastors who are just doing what they're supposed to be doing under so much pressure for secularism and various distractions and terrible scandals in the church today. I think of some of the, my pastors in my home diocese in Virginia were standing up against secularism, passing on the faith of the ages, not watering it down. And some of our missionaries in our religious order, you could see two qualities with this. Always faithful to the teachings of the church, passing on the teachings of the ages, according to tradition, and reaching out to the poor and the marginalized, such as our priests who have been serving in Syria in the middle of a civil war, which they stayed, even as bombs were flying around and towns were being overrun and other foreign missionaries were fleeing. These pastors remained. Or our missionaries in Papua New Guinea or Guyana in the middle of the jungle where nobody else wants to go, preaching the gospel and truth and charity and reaching out to the poor, those most in need. Or our missionaries in the houses of charity in Argentina who are literally living 24 hours a day with those adults with special needs, others who were abandoned, couldn't find houses, or our priests in São Paulo, Brazil, in one of the most crime-ridden neighborhoods in the world. There, preaching the gospel, reaching out to the poor, and giving them hope. And we see wherever the church is growing, there are two qualities, a true and traditional preaching of the gospel and the morality of the faith and reaching out to the poor and the marginalized, such as you see in the global south and Africa and South America. And then that last category, those who have temptations, tendencies towards either same-sex attraction or alternative lifestyles, who are living chastely. Because the world says today, you can't do that. It's not possible. But I have known souls who have done this and are living in peace because they have done that. Some 25 years ago, I worked with one who used to be an activist for these alternate lifestyles, but was not in peace. His name is David Morrison. He came out of that lifestyle, first into a Protestant Christian church, and then eventually became Catholic. And that's where he found his true identity in the Lord. Came to peace, continued with the secular world working, and got involved in the Courage group, started the Courage Online, worldwide outreach to others with this struggle and this temptation. Or in my parish near San Francisco, in California, we had many souls who had come out of the lifestyle. In this area, alternative lifestyles were widely accepted, even promoted. Yet, many souls were not at peace. And through re-experiencing their Catholic faith, they came back into the heart of the faith, renounced their former lifestyles and were active parishioners, just there behind the scenes, witnessing to the faith. Some of these eventually did a documentary you can see on the internet called The Desire of Everlasting Hills. It's a witness to that hope and peace that is beyond this world. These are witnesses in our times, the heroes in our midst. I have not had all these temptations, not all these experiences myself, but I can recognize in our time, one does not need to be a prophet that calls down fire from heaven. One doesn't need to be a dramatic figure that grasps the attention of kings and politicians. One just needs to do what one is supposed to do, to be a prophet in our time. The everyday heroes that we now have. Those who pass on the faith by their witness. Would that we would follow this path. And would that we would proclaim the truth of this. Witness to others. Fulfilling our call to be priest, prophet, and king following the Lord. As followers of him wherever he calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.